أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنه من يأت ربه مجرما فإن له جهنم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، ومن يأته مؤمنا قد عمل الصالحات فأولئك لهم الدرجات العلى، جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها، وذلك جزاء من تزكى. صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 74 to 76 of Surah Taha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues with the discussion that the sahirin, the sorcerers, have with Fir'aun. They've brought Iman. Fir'aun is upset, and they make it very clear that they have brought Iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and because of their Iman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive their sins, their errors, their oversights, their slip-ups. Now they speak about another very important aspect. And one amazing thing is that how in a few minutes or a few seconds, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them not only Iman and Yaqeen, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala imbued their hearts with the knowledge of Akhirat. So they go on and they say, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. Certainly that person who approaches, who goes to his Rabb as a mujrim, as a transgressor, as a sinner. Here mujrim will be more in the meaning of a kafir, a person that disbelieves. فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Then certainly for that person is the fire of Jahannam. لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. They will not die in it, and nor shall they live. Not die, that we can understand, but not live, in other words, they will not have any life, but a life of total, total azab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. And that person that goes to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the state of Iman, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Not only Iman, but he practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. For them is the highest of darajat, the highest of ranks and the highest of degrees. Allah Ta'ala grant us this life of Iman and amal saliha. And like how Allah gave them that realization, Allah give us that realization also. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Now what is this darajatul ula? They explain that these are gardens that will be forever and ever, obviously prepared by Allah Ta'ala. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they will remain in it forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And this is the jaza, this is the reward, the recompense, man tazakka, of that person who has purified himself, purified his heart of every trace of kufr, every trace of disbelief, shirk, ascribing partners to Allah, nifaq and hypocrisy. They have purified themselves from every debasing characteristic that a human would have. In other words, the one concern was that my heart be purified so that I can present this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the rewards of such individuals. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala terminates this discussion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the iman they had, the yaqeen they had, the aqeedah they had, and the proper belief. And again we are reminded that one important aspect of our deen is to correct our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.